Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Avodah Daf Nun Ches. We begin on Nun Zayin Amud Beis, eight lines off the bottom of the Amud. We begin with a story. It reminds me of, one time Rabbi Avadi Yosef, Zecher Tzadok Levracha, was invited to some outlying village, to give a shir, to give a lecture, and he came all prepared with a deep halachic, discourse. And he sees the crowd trickling into the shul. He says, it doesn't look like the type of crowd that, it's not really going to work for this crowd. And he comments to the person there, he says, in Hebrew, Ani ro'eh, I see, it appears to me, Shatzibur rotze sipurim. They'd like some good stories. Okay, besadr, he says, okay, nesaper sipurim, we'll begin with stories. And he goes on with, a collection of his favorite stories. You got to speak to the crowd. Sometimes, the Chazanish writes, sometimes you learn a Gemara, a Sugya, many, many pages of Halacha, and then suddenly it takes a sudden turn. You have Agada, you have discussions, drushes, you have stories. He says, why? He says, the Chachamim understood that sometimes a person needs a little bit of a little inspiration, a little boost, a little story. And, sometimes there's no better way to convey a Halacha than a good story that portrays the Halacha in real life. As we're going to see in the upcoming daf, the upcoming two dafim, collection of various stories pertaining to our subject of Yayin Nesach. So we begin with the story Hahu Uvda. It was an incident in the town of Mechoiza, where Rava lived. Davi b'Mechoiza. So what happened? So there was this wine store, and a guy walks in, also Ovid Kirchav, Ayel, comes along and goes into the Jewish store. The Chanusa de Israel, could I have some wine? Oh, well, this fellow says, not exactly, we're out of stock. Amr lehu. So he turns to the proprietor, he says, Is the chul chamra lizbuni? Do you perhaps have some wine to sell me? Amr leh, they said to him, no, sorry, loy, we're out of wine. It so happens, there was a container, an open container of wine sitting right there. Hava Yosef. Chamra, there was some wine sitting with davel in this pail, in this container. So the guy, upon noticing that wine, says, really? No wine? Well, what's this right here? Shadi beyade. So he inserted his hand into the wine. Shirch shechbe, he starts sloshing around the wine. He says, I thought there was no wine. Amrlu, he turns to the owners. Hai lav chamra hu, what's this if not wine? The Jew got very upset. So he took the wine, shakle, haich beriske. So the Jew picked up the container in anger, shadi ladani, throws it into the barrel. You're not going to have this wine. It's not going to be for you. Forget about it. So now the question is, what's the status of this wine, of this whole barrel? Because technically, since the guy came into contact with that wine, not only did he touch it, he ran his hand through it. That's shirshuch. That's the way they do nisuch to the Avodah Zarah. So what happens now to this whole barrel, which has that problematic wine mixed into it? So certainly, you can't drink it. Right? We discussed this yesterday. Anything that a guy touched, even without kavan, even under all kinds of circumstances, he touched it, we want you to keep away. Many concerns of a Yayin Nesach, keep far away. If it even resembles Yayin Nesach, any contact forbids it for drinking. So he wasn't going to drink it anymore. What about selling it to a guy? What about having benefit from it? So there was machlokes. Rava said it was okay, and he had opposition. Shari Rava lizvuni lab kicham. So Rava allowed the owner to sell it to a guy. If legalei Rav Huna bar Chinana. And the reason is because, the guy was just doing it to make a statement. He clearly wasn't involved in Nisach. He was just testing the waters, so to speak. So it's okay to be sold. If legalei, who disagreed? Rav Huna bar Chinana, and also Rav Huna bar Rav Nachman. And actually, Rashi says they weren't in town at the time. They were elsewhere, and they heard this psak, and they disagreed. So now we have two opposing rulings from the two batei dinim. So firstly, Nafke Shipuri, the Rava Vesharu, so the Shayfaris, the announcements came out of Rava's Bezdin to allow it, Vesharu. Nafke Shipuri, the Ravun, Rachina, Ravun, Rav Nachman, Asri. Then the opposing announcements came out from the other Bezdin. So the Shayfaris, the announcers, Rav Huna Bar Chinuna, and Rav Huna Bar Breda, Rav Nachman's Bezdin came out and said, no, it's no good, you can't use this wine, you can't even sell it, because of Yayin Esach concerns. Now Rashi actually says that it turns out that Rava met up with Abaye later on, who peppered him with questions and challenged him with all kinds of kashas, and actually Rava retracted his opinion. He agreed that it's Asr Bahano. Okay, but in the meantime, Ikla Rav Huna Breda Rav Nachman L'machayza. So the opposing party, Rav Huna, happened to chance upon the town of Machayza, where Rava was the Rav, and he came to confront Rava. Okay, and again Rashi points out, by this time Rava had already retracted his opinion, something that Rav Huna did not know. So he came to sort of meet Rava and have a discussion with him and challenge his lenient ruling. Amali Rava L'Rava Yakim Shames. Rava turns to his attendant, his name was Rav Yakim, says, lock the doors. Lock the doors today. We don't want any unexpected visitors. Troik, close up, golly the doors. So that we have no issues. Deloy, Lysi, Inshi, Velit, Redon. So nobody comes and harasses us. Somehow Rav Huna got in there, Olegabe, and he found Rava. Amarlei, and he presented him with a question, an innocent question. He didn't refer to that story. He says, what would happen, Kai Gavna, if something like this happens? What would you say? What's the Elohim? What's the Elohim? Amarlei, Asr, he says, it's Asr Bahano. Asr Vilu Bahano. She says, really? But haven't you yourself ruled otherwise? In reference to that story that happened. V'amar, you yourself, Hud Amar, you said Sheikh Sheikh, even if the guy was Meshach Sheikh, the wine, it's not Yayin Nesach under these types of circumstances, when you see he was just, he had other, intentions. Says Rava, and Rashi explains that he didn't want to get into the whole thing, so he just said, you know what, Eimu da Amri Ano, when I allowed it, it was only Levar Medmei, that was Chamra. You have to deduct the value, the Demei, the value, the money of that wine, meaning I allowed him to sell the barrel minus that wine, which is really Asr. Demei dahu chamra, but certainly the actual value, the money, in exchange for that forbidden wine, mi amri, that I then allow it? Of course not. And the truth is, he did allow it, but he didn't want to get into the whole discussion now, so he sort of, tried to, sidetrack and put him at ease. So what was the story behind this story? Why did Rava, in fact, change his mind? I'm a Rava. I'll tell you what happened, says Rava. Rava himself was speaking. When I came to the town of Pumbedisa, I met up with Abaye. Akfan, who surrounded me with arguments, his name was Nachmeni. Nachmeni was actually another name for Abaye. The reason why he was called Nachmeni, some learn because he was raised by, he was adopted by Rabba. Abaye's parents had passed away, so Rabba Bar Nachmeni adopted him, and he called him after his father. He gave his adopted son a name after Nachmeni, who was Rabba's father. Some actually learned that his real name was Nachmeni, and they called him Abaye. Abaye stands for four words. Aleph Beis Yud Yud, Asher Becha. It is through you, Yerucham Yasam, that an orphan will be treated with Rachmanis. Hashem should have Rachmanis on the Yasam. So that's why he sort of nicknamed him Abaye. But in any case, back to the story, Rabbi says, Abaye attacked me, so to speak. He surrounded me with all kinds of questions. Shmaitse, Masnaisa, Halachis from Amiroim, and the Masnisa and Abraisa, we're going to see, to prove his point that in fact, the Asr, that wine is totally forbidden. What is the Shmaitse? What are the quotes from the Amiroim? Because we have two stories of similar circumstance that occurred in Tveria and in other places, in Arda. And the respective Rabbanim, those old cows, forbade that wine. There was a story similar to this one. The Havah ben Arda took place in Arda. V'asar Shmuel. Shmuel said, you can't have the wine. Likewise, it happened in Tveria. V'asar Abyechon. Abyechon said, it's off limits. So, Upon hearing about these stories, Rava responded to Abai, well, verily I responded to him, perhaps, strictly speaking, it would be okay, but Lefish Einer Bnei Torah, the reason why those Rabbanim were more strict, because they knew their townspeople aren't the most learned and, you know, meticulous people, they're not Bnei Torah, so you got to keep them 10 steps away so that it doesn't come to breaching the actual halacha. So we have to be more strict with them to keep them, you know, on the program. But technically speaking, it was okay, as per my opinion. Va'amar li, and Abai responded. You mean to say everybody in Tveria and Arda are non-conformists, but your people in Mechoza, where that story took place, are fully adherent people, Bnei Torah, who don't need this extra, you know, reinforcement, really? Va'amar li, and he tells me, Va'amar li Tveria v'Arda, ein Bnei Torah, telling me that they're not Bnei Torah, but the people in Mechoza in your town are Bnei Torah. He didn't like my response. Number two, mas naisa. He brought me a raya from a braisa. So the braisa is as follows. Da agardamim oivet kechabim. Agardamim is a government official who was sent around to inspect the weights and the scales, quality of the merchandise being sold to ensure, you know, proper quality. He worked for the CPA, for the Consumer Protection Agency, okay? He happened to be a guy, oivet kechabim. He shows up at the Jewish wine store for an inspection. Shekadach meinekes. So he punched through the little straw into the barrel. So it was a closed barrel. They would punch it with this meinekes, this little cylinder. And v'hela. And he drew out sucked out some of the wine for, inspection purposes to ensure that it's not overly diluted with water, etc. Oh, yishatam en akoyis. Or he took a little taster and a little glass and he tasted it, then he poured back the leftover. Now we have a barrel with a bit of this wine that was touched and by a guy. In fact, this was a story that took place. V'asru and the chachamim forbade the wine. My love Bahano will assume that it was forbidden even to have an offer from it. So that, a little bit that he swooshed in his, that, you know, that he came into contact with is fully Asr, even Asr Bano. So even though he didn't have intention for Nisuch or the Zorah, the fact is he interacted with it, it's Asr. So as Umar Loibish, no. Who says it's Asr Bano? Perhaps just you can't drink the wine that he touched, but you could have Ano. That was Rabba's response, Ihachi. So the response in kind was, no, you can't. You can't say. And the Isra was limited to Shtia. Because Ihachi, listen, Yimacher. And the Braisa would clearly say, you can sell it. Tani Seif, as it says in the next case, where you can sell it. Because they were speaking that it was a Charam, Oivet Kechavim, some wild, undisciplined guy who was jumping around and touching things without thinking, without, you know. And he walks into the wine store, Charam, Oivet Kechavim, Vahashayish, Yod Elachavis. Puts his hand to the barrel, thinking that it's oil. So he had no inkling that it was really even wine. And so yeah, it turns out it was wine. So in this case, since he had absolutely no intention, no kavona, Rashi says, Charam is a meshuga, baal merivo, it's a memayer, lasish lebekavona. He's a fellow who's very haphazard, and he had no clue that it was even wine. So his kavona was oil. Turns out, v'nimtzes shel yayin, was discovered to be wine. So halacha was, it's okay. Because he's totally removed from that wine. There was no intent, there was no kavana. He didn't even realize that it was wine. Zeya Masa, this was a story that took place for Umrah, and they responded and they said, Yimach, you can sell it. So only in this case, since he totally thought it was a different material, so there was no real act of interaction with wine. So then you can sell it, could have Ano. But apparently in the previous case of the same Braisa, who doesn't say Yimacha, just says it's forbidden. Apparently it's forbidden all the way. Despite the fact that the official wasn't involved in Nisuch, he was just inspecting the wine, doing a little taste. Apparently this type of interaction makes it like Yayin Esach. Tuyufta de Rava Tuyufta. In fact, this is a full refutation of Rava's leniency. So likewise, in that story with the guy sloshed the wine in the store, we consider it like nisuch. You never know what he had in mind. Perhaps he was being menasech, and it's considered of a desired material, in which case it's asur b'shtiyah and b'hano. Here comes another story. Rabbi Yochanan ben Arzo and Rabbi Yisi ben Norai were sitting down for l'chaim. Habayas v'vikosh shasucham were sitting and drinking some wine. Sure enough, a fellow passes by. Oh, you're the perfect candidate to serve us. Can you wait on us? Can you pour us a drink? Asa ha'ukavra, this fellow comes along. They thought that he was Jewish. Amrulay, they turned to him. Tashkina, can you pour us the drinks? Okay, labasa deram alakasa, after he poured it to the glasses, turns out, they offered him a l'chaim. No, would you like to join? Oh, l'chaim? L'chaim? Are you Jewish? It turns out he was a guy. Igloy Milso, David Gichav, it turns out he was a guy. That's a problem. So what's the status of this wine that he handled? So you have diverging views, extreme views. Chad Asr Afilu Bahano. One of these Chachamim concluded that it's Asr even Bahano. It's treated like Yain Nesach because he was involved, he poured it. V'chad Shori Afilu B'shtia. The other one said, no. Perfectly permissible. He could even drink it. How would you explain this sort of extreme machlokes? Amar Rav Shimon Levi, let me explain to you exactly what's going on. Manda Asr, the one that took on the strict position that it's Asr, Shapir Asr, I could explain, fully explain his position, why it's Asr. Manda Shari, Shapir Shari, likewise, the one who permitted it. His position can be fully explained as well. How? Manda Asa, the one who forbade the wine, Meimara. Omar. Because the guy is certainly thinking in his mind when he was honored with this job. Certainly, the more later will tell us it was dark. He couldn't really see that it was wine, but he's thinking in his mind, you think, Sankadaitach, do you think, Sankadaitach, the Rabbanu Kihani, such great rabbis, Shechra, Kashasu, are merely drinking, you know, cheap beer, Budweiser? Of course it's wine. Elevada, certainly. Hi, Chamru, it's wine. Venaske. And therefore, he took the opportunity. While nobody was watching, he did a little pour for the Avodah Zarah. So you have to treat it like Yahai Nesach. And even though the Gemara later will tell us that he didn't actually touch the wine, he just like poured it out of the container without actually touching the wine, but still. And maybe he touched it when nobody was looking and he did the Nisuch. Because the truth is, they weren't really looking out. Because they weren't even aware of his identity. They thought he's a Yid. So there's a good chance. He sees the opportunity. Nobody was watching. He did Nisuch. Fenasche. So you have to treat it as such. On the other hand, you can say, Mandashari, the Chacham, who permitted the wine, Shapir Shari, I can very well explain this position as well, why it's Mutter. Why? Meimar Amar. Because just the opposite. The guy is thinking to himself, do I really think this is wine? They would allow me to get near that wine? Of course not. In the olden days, the guy understood. They knew, you know, there was a bar in town. The Jews would keep away. Geisha wine was not touched by you. They understood. That there's that distinction, that separation. Meima Omer, the guy is certainly thinking in his mind, Saka Daitach, the Rabbanu Kihani, could I even fathom that such great rabbis, Chamer Koshasu, are going to be drinking wine and going to invite me to the party? V'amr li l'didi, and they're going to ask me to serve them? Ta, Ashkinan, Elevade Shichru. It must be beer. Kasho so that they're drinking. Well, then ask, and therefore he wouldn't do nisach. It's not even wine in his mind. Ask the Gemara, how could he not see? It's wine. Vokachazi. But Lelgi, it was dark. It was at night. Vokamarachle. But he's smelling the wine. It has a distinct smell. Vokachazita was new wine. Doesn't have yet that aroma. Ask the Gemara, but he came into contact with the wine. Vokanogabe. And we learned the other day that if there's any direct contact, any physical contact, even if say there was no kavana for nisuch, even a one-day-old child, we said, makes it usher at least to drink, right? But not when he ladled out the wine, when he held that, you know, ladle and he drew out the wine, he's going to be touching the wine while sticking his hand to the back. So even though it was shleva kavana, let's assume he didn't realize it was wine, it was no kavana, but the fact is, he's coming direct into contact with that wine. Says the Gemara, you're right, he didn't, it wasn't a barrel with a sort of a ladle that he was sticking into the barrel. What happened was he was simply pouring it directly out of the large container. So it was merely his kayach. It was an indirect interaction. So that's one mitigating factor, right? One positive element is that it's only kayach. Number two, it was also shloi b'kavana. Right? There was no kavana of nisach, right? Because, like we're saying, he didn't even know it was wine. So you have two positive elements in your favor. It's koichoi, rather than direct contact. It's shloi b'kavana. V'avle koichoi shloi b'kavana. And the halacha is, at least according to this opinion, v'chol koichoi shloi b'kavana. Like goes, Rabban, there's no gzeir, there's no iser. When you have two factors in the positive. Okay, so back to the story. The guy was asked to serve them. Turns out he was a guy. He didn't see the material. It was dark. He didn't actually touch it. He just poured it. It was koichesh leib kavana. One shita says, that's enough reason to make it mutter even b'shtia. The other one says, no. The guy is certainly going to surmise in his mind that it was wine. Why would they be drinking anything else? These are great rabbis, prominent people. And therefore he knew it was wine all along. And you never know what he did behind their backs. Continues the Gemara. Boy mine Rav Asi, he asked the question to Rabbi Yechanan. What if the guy diluted your wine? So you have a container of highly concentrated wine, which they would typically dilute with a certain amount of water. And the guy went and took the gallon of water and just poured it into the wine. So he didn't touch the wine. He didn't handle the wine. He poured something into the wine. So there was a very indirect contact with that wine. It was kaychay, right? So, again, certainly, it would be mutar bahana'a. It wouldn't go that far as making an asr bahana'a. Right? But is it mutar to drink? So that was the question. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yechon responded, firstly, why this choice of words? Where do you get the word maschai? Where do you find that in the Chazal? Amar Lei, he says to him, Ve'emo, why don't you better use the word mazgai, which is the typical term used to describe diluting of wine. Amar Lei says, I got it from the Pasuk, from a Pasuk in Mishlei. I'm quoting a Pasuk, I'm saying it the way it's in the Pasuk. Tavcha tivcha, mascha, right? Mascha yena, diluted the wine, prepare the wine. Armalei says, well, yeah, that's the pasuk. But loshain Torah la'atzma, the Tanakh has its own manner of expression. Loshain chacham la'atzmai, the chachamim Torah Alpeh have their own sort of mode of expression. And, you know, for accuracy purposes, you should use the loshain that we're accustomed to. Okay, in any case, I got that out of the way. Back to the Shaila. Mai, so what's the Allah? Amalei Asr, he says you can't drink it. And the question is, what do you mean? He didn't touch it. Still, even this type of indirect interaction, you want to keep away from it because it can lead can lead to worse situations. So it's Asr. And he employed a saying that's found many times in Shas. The message being, keep a step away. Keep far away from any problematic and risky situations. Mishum leich leich amrin nazir. We tell the nazir who took on an oath, a commitment to refrain from any vine-related product, get away from the vineyard. Don't take chances. Leich leich, we tell the nazir. Go away. Sechur, sechur. Go around and around. Don't go near the vineyard. The charma, the vineyard. Leich sechur. Don't get close to the vineyard. Likewise, we want to create a great distance between ourselves and anything that has any element of Yayin Nesach, of Avodah Zarah. So even this type of slight interaction taints the wine. Here comes another story. Rabbi Yirmiyah Ikla, he chanced upon the town of Savta, Lesavta. And what does he see? He sees the goyim preparing the wine for the Jews. Chaz or Chamer, he said this wine. The mazgev t'kechav, the goy is mixing it for the Mishti Yisrael. So again, the guy is pouring that water in, not touching the wine, but preparing it in this manner. The Jews are drinking. He says, no, you can't. Stop. Why? For this reason. Mishum, because Leich Leich Amrin Nazir. We call out to the Nazir, get away. Sukhur, Sukhur, go around. Take the long route. Lecharma, Lecirkrav, don't get anywhere near the vineyard. Itzmer, now we find as well that Rabbi Yechanan concurs with this. Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Varam, though some say Amr Avasim Rabbi Yechanan. Yain, Shemazgav, Gichavim. Wine that was prepared by a guy. Asr, should not be drunk. Mishum, because of this very reason. Leich Leich Amrin Nazir. Sukhur, Sukhur, Lecharma, Lecirkrav. Okay, so we had a total of three stories today. First case was the Yid who refused to sell the wine to the guy, who got upset, touched the wine, and the Yid then poured it into his barrel. The question was, what to do? So Rava was mater, others disagreed, and in fact Rava himself reverted to the Shita of the Machmirim, and no longer allowed the wine, even Bahano, wine that was touched by the guy. Okay, next story was the fellow who served the Chachamim. Turns out it was wine. So unbeknownst to him, it was wine. The question was, can we drink the wine? Some say you could, because it was Kaychoi Shleba Kavana, right? So when the guy actually sloshes the wine, it's also even Bahano. He just touches it. Shleba Kavana, it's also Bishtia. Here it's Kaychoi Shleba Kavana, double. Positive, it's kaychai, and it's also shleib kavano. Some say it's mutter, other one says, well, you never know, maybe he figured out that it was really wine, and he touched it, and he poured it without anybody noticing. And we have the halacha and the story to back it up with the fellow who prepared, the guy who prepared, by diluting, pouring water into that wine, that also is considered asur b'shtia, to keep us one step ahead of any problematic type of situation. All the best to you, and hatzlacha rab.